Welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. I am Rod Babers hanging out with my man Kevin Dunn and Brad Kellner. It is a Country Music Friday edition of the Triple Option with RBKD. And this might be my current favorite country music artist.
There you go.
If he's considered country music, he's a very soulful country music artist, Chris Stapleton is.
Oh, I thought this may have been Sturgill. I know Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, Sturgill's good too, but Chris Stapleton's on a different level.
All right. Ooh, look at you.
Well, I think so.
Okay. No, well,
I'm wrong about that.
Who cares?
Tennessee Whiskey.
Cheer ears.
Tennessee Whiskey is a great song. He's got a bunch of great songs. Yeah, I'd recommend for anybody who's not a Chris Stapleton fan, just cycle through his discography.
Yeah.
And you'll find some
and become a fan.
You will become a fan.
I recommend if you're not a fan that you become a fan.
If you're not a fan, you just haven't listened to enough Chris Stapleton. I guarantee, because he's got some stuff you like. You just haven't found it yet.
I've heard some stuff that I like.
Oh, man, he's unbelievable. I mean, I could send you some stuff. He's great.
He's like a multiple generation.
This is great. Tennessee Whiskey's awesome.
Yeah, crosses over multiple generations.
Generations.
Generations and generies?
In general?
No.
What are you trying to say?
Generies? Like different genres, types of music?
He knows.
Oh, genres. Yeah. Okay.
I didn't think there was a J or an O or an H or an N in there, but
he knows exactly.
You guys know the language, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm just going to play along with them.
Yeah. He knows exactly what
Get the energy out.
All right, gentlemen. You can always hit us up via Twitter. You can hit us up via Twitter. I'm at Rod Babers in the Twitterverse. BK's at Brad Kellner. Kevin Dunn at KevinDunn01. Also, you can hit us up via the Twitch stream, and you can watch us via the Twitch stream. You go to hornfm.com, and there's a link. You can tap into the Twitch stream, and you can watch the Triple Option with RBKD.
You and I have been slow on Twitter. I think we've been busy today. I don't know when this popped, but just saw it during the break. Let's give some love to Brad Kellner, who could not be a more deserving guy. He's been doing really good YouTube stuff and Twitch stream. I mean, look, Brad 24/7 is either talking on the air or on some stream that you can actually watch, talking about Texas football, talking about sports.
And
yeah, he is, and it's good stuff. And I'm just seeing this now with someone who I know is a big fan of the show, Fanatic Perspective on Twitter. And has good content, but he's got a big connection with the YouTube world. So, BK, congratulations. Yeah. A little partnership here?
Thanks, man. Yeah, I'm excited about it. Steven is his name, Fanatic Perspective.
I call him Fanatic Perspective.
The name of his YouTube channel, also his Twitter account. And, we recorded a video last night that will be posted to YouTube tonight, talking about the Texas Athletic Department and the job that Chris Del Conte has done over his first 3.5 years in Austin. So, that's our first video coming out tonight on his YouTube account. Subscribe to him. Subscribe to me at Brad Kellner. I'm easy to find. And more and more content. We don't just keep it to the Horn airwaves. We try to bring you the goods. I mean, all three of us have podcasts, and I'm trying to do this YouTube thing as well just to bring some stuff to the people, man. They deserve it. So hopefully y'all enjoy what you see.
You're going to be a busy man because BK and I are working on a little food show that we're going to bring to you at some point here.
You doing a food show? Food porn?
I mean, a very small,
food
little
porn
food
stuff too?
Just try and help out people of
Austin. Then I heard BK's doing a soccer podcast with Bucky.
Yeah.
Man.
Starting this weekend.
Dude.
We're grinding.
Man.
We're like a bar mitzvah dance floor, baby. We are grinding.
Man.
Let me tell you.
13-year-olds grinding?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what
a bar mitzvah is.
Yeah. I don't
want to
think
about parents?
I don't. Why'd you have to get the age in the grinding?
Because he gave a specific age.
I don't want to have that visual. I don't want that.
I didn't mention it was the kids grinding. It could be the parents grinding while the kids are.
It's even grosser.
Eating their pizza bagels off to the side.
Both of those are very disgusting visuals. Yeah.
Anyway, congrats in all seriousness.
For sure.
And y'all check that out.
Thanks, guys. All right, let's talk some Texas hoops, gentlemen. Before we get to some Chris Beard audio from his media availability yesterday down on campus, I want to run down some transfer options that might be available to Chris Beard and Texas basketball. One name we've talked about a lot this week is Mack McClung. Mm-hmm. Mack McClung, of course, played for Chris Beard at Texas Tech last year. McClung transferred from Georgetown to Texas Tech. He led Tech in scoring in 2020-2021. Mack McClung has entered the NBA draft, but has also entered the transfer portal. So we know, more than likely, he is not going to return to Lubbock. His two options at this point are to go to the NBA draft and eventually hire an agent, which he has not done yet, or to transfer somewhere else. And guys, Mack McClung is generating a lot of interest across the country. At this point, he's heard from Kentucky, Gonzaga, of course, Texas, Georgia, Memphis, NC State, Florida, and Minnesota at this point, and I assume that list is going to grow over the coming days and weeks. Mac McClung, does that do anything for y'all? KD, I'll send this one your way first. I know you guys have asked me this question a few times, so now I want to ask you, if you're Chris Beard, and now that you've seen Timmy Allen and Devin Askew added to this roster, and you've seen Andrew Jones and Jace Febres announce that they are coming back to be a part of Texas basketball, would you want Mac McClung as a piece for Chris Beard?
Not as much as I did 2 weeks ago when we were talking about this, and I thought we may have to get Mac McClung because there's not going to be enough scorers. And Andrew Jones comes back, you get Timmy Allen and Askew, as we've talked about, and it's there still may be a need. The reality with this guy is looking at him at Georgetown and even the year at Tech where he was more efficient and better from beyond the arc, his numbers went up. Still, he's an inefficient scorer, and that's what he is. And the ball can get to him and get stuck pretty quickly. There is a one-on-one element to his game that I could see it maybe being a little bit of an issue, to be honest. And so this is where Beard and his staff's really going to have to kind of know, are there more guys coming down in the portal, more guys that we're going to get, which I think could be a possibility from what I'm hearing. And McClung, as much as he would have been needed with a completely depleted roster, Rod, there may be not too many cooks in the kitchen, too many chefs in the kitchen. And that's where you really get in trouble because the chef is the chief, and McClung has a chief quality to him. Yeah. Not only dunking in high school, but more importantly, when he's got the ball in his hands.
No, that's a really good point. I mean, his style of play, I wonder if it is going to be compatible with the style that Chris Beard envisions with this new roster here at Texas. And some things are done out of necessity because of your circumstance and the environment you're in, right? And maybe at Texas Tech, McClung is perfect for Tech for his vision, his blueprint at Texas Tech, because he didn't have a lot of options. He has more options now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the transfer portal, which is the most robust transfer portal ever, and continues to get bigger and bigger, but also because, you know, he's at Texas now and there is a new luster to Texas, right? There is a bigger brand that can attract bigger, better athletes and the top-notch athletes. So I do wonder if, yeah, he feels like he doesn't need a Mac McClung like he may have needed him at Texas Tech. I still take Mac McClung because I love how excited he gets white people when he dunks. And white people don't get that excited, usually, unless it's a white guy dunking out there.
Sale at Ross?
Yes, I'm just saying. So I like seeing white people excited and shimmying and dancing and doing the Harlem Shuffle. So I want to see more of that. And I believe if we get Mac McClung here and he starts dunking, then white people are going to be out there doing the Harlem Shuffle and, you know, having a good time.
He's like a parking space that's close to the store. White people just freak out a little bit too much.
Everybody loves a parking space close to the door. You got to go be more specific to white people.
White people freak out a little bit too much.
Oh, they love it that much?
Yeah, it's like, look, this was good, but this doesn't completely alter my day. It's a three-minute longer walk, if that. Probably could have used the exercise.
I think white people love water, like open water, like water lakes.
Yeah,
white people get really excited around water. They get crazy and happy.
The demographic.
It's like a natural high for white people. I love being around white people around water because they're just so happy. I'm getting married around water just so because I think white people will be really happy. Everybody. No, I'm serious.
It's awesome. No, thanks for looking out, man.
Yeah. Appreciate you setting up the mood for
us. I'm happy you're around water, but it's nice, but white people love it.
Yeah,
it
we
just,
do.
And like the, it just
I'm
immersed,
all about it.
Yeah. They get immersed in it, you know what I mean? Just let it envelop them.
I'm a different person around the ocean.
Everybody, I think all white people are. It's amazing.
Not a ton of diversity amongst the paddle boarders on Town Lake.
No.
I've noticed.
No.
Exactly.
While me, white guy, is on his kayak out there.
Yeah. My Caucasian brethren love it out there.
Yeah.
I love to see y'all happy. So, more Mac McClung.
I think the brothers are actually, in anyone who's not out there, is actually doing the right thing because that is disgusting water. There's probably still duckweed in there. I would not fall in
What's
there.
What's duckweed?
You guys ever eaten zebra mussels?
Duckweed will kill you.
What is it?
Oh, God.
Zebra mussels.
No.
Underrated.
He's talking about the mussels that,
that poison
infiltrated
the water.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not bad.
Do you know now that dogs can't even swim in Town Lake anymore?
Someone should teach them how.
They can't?
No, there's basically this fungus, this algae.
I believe that. You don't think that affects humans?
Yeah, it's a blue-green algae now that basically kills dogs if they have too much of it. I swear I'm not making this up. Mm-hmm. It's been like that for like the last 2 years. My dogs have not been able to swim in Lady Bird Lake.
There were signs when I was growing up, do not swim here, no swimming. And a lot of it is the duckweed. Duckweed is essentially quicksand in water. It'll wrap you up, and the more you try and fight it. There were, you know, people that would die in there. I think they were taking a swim at 3 a.m. I'm not sure exactly where they were.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, but be careful.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't tried duckweed in the air fryer, but zebra mussels in the air fryer, not that bad.
Don't do that.
You can wrap your sushi with it.
So Mac McClung is one of the names that's out there for Texas. There are two other names that I'm really excited about. I mean, I would enjoy it if Mac McClung announces that he is coming to the University of Texas, but I'd be even more excited if either or both of the following two guys decided that they wanted to transfer to UT. We'll start with Tanner Groves, gentlemen. Does that name do anything for you?
Yeah, it does. I think
Tanner Groves.
I picked them to win the first round in an upset.
Ah, didn't happen.
No, it didn't.
Thankfully.
But he tried to make it happen.
He did his best part in that. Tanner Groves played at Eastern Washington last year. He recently released a Final Four in terms of teams that he's looking to transfer to. Texas is in there. Oklahoma is in there. Washington State and Portland. Very interesting fourth team, but Texas has made the Final Four for Tanner Groves. Tanner Groves last year as a junior averaged 17 points, 8 rebounds per game. He was named Most Valuable Player of the Big Sky Conference, so Player of the Year in the Big Sky last year. And yes, in the first round of the NCAA tournament, Tanner Groves nearly beat Kansas by himself. I was having heart attacks watching that game. Multiple heart attacks. Tanner Groves had 35 points in that game against KU. He was 5 of 11 from downtown. He is an incredibly efficient offensive player, guys. Shot 56% from the floor last year. Despite being 6'9", 235, he's a 35% three-point shooter, 78% free throw shooter as well. This guy is an offensive machine. He can get buckets anywhere. He's very creative, very efficient. He's also a solid defender, too, a pretty good shot blocker and rebounder. This would be a great, great get if Chris Beard's able to lure him.
His look is a vibe.
It would be. No, I think he'd be paddleboarding here. His I think that's why you got Portland and Austin and those type of cities.
I don't know if that's hillbilly or hippie. What is that?
It's a mix.
Yeah,
it's
he looks
mix.
Like he's on his way to becoming the West Virginia Mountaineer
exactly.
mascot.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got the beard, the flow. He rocks the headband.
It's hippie. It's hippie.
It's a little hippie in there, too, though.
That's what I'm saying, hippie. Hillbilly and hippie. It's hippie.
I agree with you.
Yeah, you're the one who nailed it.
He may fit right here. He might fit right in here.
I think so.
Because hippie, I know some hippie people that love Austin.
Yeah.
Because they're hippie.
Here's what I like about it is that he's 6'9 in that size. And when you see him play originally, you wonder, okay, is he a 6'9 guy who can't rebound at all? He had 8 rebounds. I mean, I know that's in the Big Sky. I'm not sure he's going to be a complete low physical presence, but that is something, BK, that we were looking for. And as we're waiting to hear about Jericho Sims, I love what they've built. A little bit of size would help.
It's one game. Yeah. You don't ever want to put too much stock into one game, but he held his own against Kansas. And I know this past year's Kansas team was not your older brother's Kansas team, but they still finished second in the Big 12. Still a very talented KU bunch. And Tanner Groves dominated KU. I mean, they had no answers. It's not like he was lucky. No, he was getting wherever he wanted to get on the floor against far superior athletes. So I don't know if he's going to average the numbers he averaged in the Big Sky in the Big 12, but I would love this guy. And I would really love it because it means he's not going to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I'd be very nervous if Tanner Groves went to Oklahoma because he's the type of player who can beat you by himself on any given night.
Rod, I do love it, though. Oklahoma, Portland, Texas, Washington State. You could
Portland?
Argue that I know.
Portland. That's
so
how you know the hippie.
Exactly.
The hippie in him. Yeah, only hippies would pick Portland randomly.
And by the way, if Pullman, Portland, and Austin are in the mix with Norman.
How the hell did that happen?
You would think that
that's the hillbilly,
one of these
though.
Is not alike.
That's the hillbilly,
that's the hillbilly in him.
He's got.
And Norman's actually not that bad.
He's got inner conflict. Yeah, that's like the most enlightened part of Oklahoma.
Well, yeah. Everything's relative, but you're right.
That's the educated part of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But yeah, right. All those other places are kind of hippie meccas, if you will.
Patchouli
Portland,
places.
Austin, and Pullman. And then you have Norman. That's kind of a little hillbilly. So that makes sense. His look, that vibe, I'm getting that vibe.
And to try to explain the Washington State and Portland choices, he's from Spokane, Washington. So those both close to home.
Shout out.
So Tanner Groves, one name to keep an eye on. Another name to keep an eye on, Christian Bishop, who is a transfer from Creighton. Texas has made his top three, along with Kansas and North Carolina. It's amazing that Texas is in that conversation, guys. There's the Chris Beard effect right away.
Yep. How good is this guy? Because I knew about Groves. I don't know much about this guy.
He's a talented player. Averaged 11.5 for Creighton last year. Started every game for the Blue Jays. Creighton was a 5 seed in the tournament. They made it to the Sweet 16 for the first time in tournament history. He is a slasher. He's not a shooter. I think he made 1 3-pointer last year. It was actually against Kansas, ironically enough, in Allen Fieldhouse. But he is a slashing forward. He rebounds really, really well. Guys, last year I think he was second in Creighton history in terms of single-season field goal percentage. So he's a back-to-the-basket, stereotypical post guy, but also a guy who can slash a little bit. Like, okay, not just a guy you have to throw the ball to him on the low block and you have to clear out and let him go to work. Like, he can get his own buckets while driving, but mainly a low-post guy who gives you size, who gives you rebounding ability, and gives you double-digit scoring a night. So I'd be excited about this one, too. And apparently Christian Bishop is going to announce his decision this weekend, I believe tomorrow. So by the time we're back on Monday, we'll know whether or not Texas is the choice. Kansas and North Carolina, the other two, in the final three for Christian Bishop. But I'd be, I mean, if Chris Beard can get one of those three, I'd be excited. If Chris Beard can get two of those three, I'd be pumped. If he gets all three, oh, pants are coming off, gentlemen.
All right. Well, welcome,
on YouTube?
Welcome to the YouTube channel.
I was
gonna
say,
exactly.
On YouTube, you
no,
gotta do that.
We're gonna have to
Steven's
start.
Gonna have to pull
don't
this back.
Get banned on YouTube.
Not
your
early.
First, yeah,
not
your
early.
First week on there.
All right, we're gonna have to start an OnlyFans then. Oh, that's the only.
Man. You know what? Solution. There you go. That's the perfect solution to that. Ooh, that's actually yeah, that's interesting.
I don't know if that's a good idea. We're talking about like 20 and 21-year-old boys coming to play college basketball at my favorite school. I don't know if that's.
That's probably not good.
Great content.
Make good money. Make good money on OnlyFans.
Just like your comment with the bar mitzvah earlier.
Sell your soul.
Yeah. Hey, I got to ask you about two rivals here. I saw that Emmanuel Miller, boy, Buzz is having some problems in College Station, isn't he? He seemed to be the one guy who's going to be returning. That was already going to be a rebuild. But if you're just if you don't know who he is, Texas A&M's top player, and he is set to transfer. Is there a chance? And is there a need to go get someone like that?
Oh, I don't
17,
know. I don't
he?
Know if there's a chance. Yeah, he was the leading scorer for the Aggies last year. I was surprised that he put his name in the portal. Then again, I shouldn't be. Everyone's throwing their name in the portal these days. So
thing to do.
Shouldn't be too big of a surprise. But yeah, I thought Buzz Williams has done a good job to this point. He's recruited pretty well on College Station. I figured the Aggies would have a chance to compete for a tournament spot next year, which would be a big step up from where they were this year. So I was surprised to see Emmanuel Miller put his name in the portal. I love him. I have no idea what he's looking for.
Yeah.
I don't think he's released any finalists. I don't know if schools have even reached out to contact him just yet because this is relatively recent news. But, yeah.
Look, yeah, I was just asking if he's someone that, would,
sure.
that you would want.
The game's about getting buckets. Always has been, always will be. And the dude can get buckets. So I would love that. Great guard. Add some depth to your backcourt. I'd be in.
Quickly, the other rival, OU's Davion Harmon, who we've seen. I've seen more of him. I would like to get him. Is that going to be just too big of a rival switch? Because it feels like in 2021, you could do it. He is set to transfer as well.
He's a Texas kid. I watched him play a few times in high school. Good kid, talented kid. Did some really, really good things up in Norman. I think he was their second leading scorer behind Austin Reeves, everyone's favorite white boy. But I would love Davion Harmon. And I think Chris Beard would love Davion Harmon, too. He plays hard for 40 minutes on both ends of the floor, and that's Chris Beard's identity. So he's a Texas kid, which makes me think that maybe Texas would have a chance. I don't know how often we see players from OU transfer to UT or vice versa.
I can tell you it's not often.
Like, does that ever happen?
It's going to start happening
like
more and
more.
Like,
the closest thing is Daryl Royal, right? Playing football at OU and obviously coming to UT to coach, to be the best football coach we've ever
had. Matt Brown coached at OU.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, he did for
I feel
year,
like coaching that happens more often than playing, and I guess my comparison isn't perfect since
Royal
coached at Texas.
I'm trying to think of a player,
schools.
And I usually have a pretty good Rolodex for that.
Yeah.
And I want to say actually there's an OU player this year on the baseball team who was at UT baseball like 4 or 5 years ago, like when Andrew Jones was a junior.
Interesting.
He was there. He was there a long time ago, and I never really played. But Rod, that just doesn't happen a lot.
It's gonna happen.
It is gonna happen now
with the new rules. It's gonna happen.
It's definitely gonna happen. All right, one and done coming up next. I had a couple things. I was like, you know what? I can do the potpourri, or I can just start with this really funny, kind of loose story. And so we get so many serious news stories right now, and certainly with the police. This one is anything but that, although there was a charge. I'll tell you what, in one and done.
like that five-star recruit at Kentucky, he's been here, and he's going to stay here. It's one-and-done time. Here's Kevin Dunn.
One-and-done time. Before I get to the law and odor that we're going to talk about, did rip that off because this story has been all over the world. So we'll get to that. But another story, someone tweeted me, Kevin Dunn 01, and said, hey, man, watch out because Kevin Dunn is trending. And if Kevin Dunn is trending, that means that something's going on in the wrestling world, as I've talked about before. So it's going to be a fun weekend of me playing with people and just having fun and acting like I'm the Kevin Dunn who is at the top level of
the wrestling
engineering
executive.
These stories that adults know are stories yet still get mad and tweet people about.
Dude, they're passionate about it, man.
Oh, I know. No, they're trust me.
I'm a wrestling fan, so I know, and that's one of my claims to lame, if you will. I'm still a big wrestling fan.
Yeah,
but I don't follow it like
fine.
I did, but I still will claim it because I used to fall in love with the storylines.
I totally get
it's
that.
It's a soap opera for
and
men.
And guess what?
It's soap
not
opera
for me,
for men.
And I get it, and you just described it perfectly. You wouldn't tweet at someone, though, if you knew it was... Or actually, maybe you would if you knew he was just creating it, right?
No, I don't tweet at people about stuff I care about. So.
I know you don't.
I'm not going to tweet about something
cancel
like
culture,
that.
Cancel culture, at least the angry tweets. A lot of that is built on people not getting stuff done in their day.
Right.
And taking care of their own S and their own business. And so they try and control stuff outside of that on drive homes and stuff like that.
Come on now.
Okay, so let's get to some fun stuff because... This is just fantastic. We may have originally talked about this, and I was trying to think if we did this morning, and I don't think that we did, but either way, the story has progressed. So this is an Austrian man, okay? And he was accused of deliberately breaking wind, farting. I think we can say farting. That's okay. We don't need to get a spoiler alert for that one. There we go. In the direction of a police officer, and he got charged for it. So this was a routine identity check that they have in Austria, and he was sleeping on a bench. And so this incident occurred last summer. They approached him on the park bench, asked him and his friends for identification. The court reports claim the identified man broke wind, then lifted his buttocks and tensed up a little before letting the intestinal gas escape.
Mm.
This was all on a police report.
I love how descriptive it is, the details. He lifted up his buttock and then clenched a bit.
So not only, because that'd be one thing if you fart, you'd be like, hey,
man.
Look, I wasn't doing that at you.
Yeah, it was unintentional.
But
I can't,
apparently
yeah.
he really lifted the legs and
then like tried to push it out.
Was trying to push it out.
That's,
a little Chan Ho Park situation.
I had a lot of diarrhea.
No, because that you can't control. Mm. That is spontaneous a lot of the time. That's like something you can't, like it's happening.
Hey,
you can't control it.
Sometimes gas is like that too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But his wasn't. His was not spontaneous.
Well,
He directed it at someone and lifted up the butt cheek and all that.
Yeah.
See?
Is that a crime?
It
can't be.
That's
a crime.
My question. Is no. that?
It's not like he was giving him the beef stew. You guys ever seen the movie Benchwarmers?
I don't even know what that is.
What's the beef stew?
Do I have to look this up on Urban Dictionary?
No, it's not that inappropriate.
Well,
depends on your definition of inappropriate. It comes from a PG-13 movie.
Oh, okay. That's
like
good.
David Spade humor. That does anything
all right. That's
for
not
you.
That bad. Sophomore.
Guys like laying on the ground and you put your behind right in his face. Give him beef stew.
Oh, man. We would fight.
Now, that to me is a crime.
Yeah,
we fight.
That is a crime.
But I don't know if just like lifting up a cheek and pointing it towards somebody qualifies as a criminal act.
Yeah, that other one is assault.
Because here's the other thing that said that he was sitting on the court bench. And so he actually, it's not like they even stood him up and started to arrest him, right? Because if he broke wind then, be like, hey, you know, I was nervous. You could say a lot of different things and say, well, if I had to fart, I had to fart. Because, that is one of those things I want to protect us as much as possible from BS reasons to take you in.
Come on, man.
But this sounds like this guy,
Which is still not against the law, though.
I know.
Did he say he was hacked?
I'm with you.
It's still not against.
I'm with you,
everyone's
man.
Defense these
libertarian
days
here,
is that
trust
they were
me, I'm
hacked.
With you.
It's not against the law, though. I mean, that's like...
And that's kind of the biggest question about this. It's a funny story, which is why I wanted to bring it up. But then I get into, all right, is that really... And some of it is the complaints friends laughed at the intentional gas and then the witness made a joke.
Uh-huh.
So is this Joey Crawford tossing Tim Duncan?
There you go. It was his pride that was hurting a little bit. He just felt humiliated.
We talk about trying to support cops, but also maybe recheck your entitlement if you have some, if there are some Joey Crawfords walking around.
Got to de-escalate that thing.
God.
Even if it's a little flatulence, you got to de-escalate the situation.
Okay, so this happened in June, and it hit the court. And in the court, the man argued that the fart was not intentional and that even if it was intentional, it would still fall under his fundamental right for freedom of expression.
Mm. You're damn right
that
it
is what they argued. Freedom of expression. But here's my question.
If
he is going with that, then he's saying that the fart actually was trying to express something, that it was going to have its own language, its own intent, right? Its own reason behind it. Well, wouldn't that just be an FU? You can't say FU to a cop, right? You're going in at that point. They're going to find something.
I think the fact that it was a bodily function was, like, that's the expression.
So it's just a bodily
physical
expression.
Yeah, okay. The physical expression of it. If I'm arguing in a courtroom,
just love,
that's
what
I would go.
Right.
Like I'm gonna go
fundamental right for freedom of expression.
And your body, there are definitely definite physical expressions, right? That your body has to have to function, right?
Yeah.
Just natural ones, and that's one of them.
Yeah, it's weird to me that he would opt for both defenses. Like, why would he use both there?
Oh, right, exactly.
Pick one or
just
the
come
other.
With one.
Say, I didn't mean to do it. It just happened, or say, oh, I'm expressing my freedom here.
It's true.
See, this
you
thing,
do have to
this
pick
thing,
one usually in
yeah.
court.
This
you
thing had already
one.
Gone global, though, and I'm sure that he thought, you know what, that if this was different and no one knew about it, but it's a $500 or 500 euro fine. And
is that like $5? What is
No, I haven't looked
Six
at the.
This is about the principle, though.
It is about
this
principle
is about the principle, so.
And knowing it's global and that all these quotes are going to come out.
I think he should go with the expression.
But BK I understand what BK is saying. You would just go with one there.
The defense that was going to win the case for him is probably going to be defense of I didn't mean to do it. It was unintentional, man. I'm sorry. I can't control that. It's like a sneeze or a burp. I'm sorry. I couldn't control it. It just came out. That would win you the case, but. If you want to just act on principle alone and try to win this case on the principle, that would be, hey, man, my freedom of expression, I can express myself the way I want. Just because it hurts your feelings, just because you were humiliated in the moment, doesn't mean that you can call that something that's a legality, right?
Yeah.
Something that's against
yep.
the law.
So the judge wasn't buying any of this and said that farting is indeed a protected form of expression.
Yeah, you damn right it is.
The judge argues while farts and burps can cause, and said this, quote, social inappropriateness, end mm-hmm. quote, they do not contain communicative content. And even if they did, it would still be considered a form of expression that transcends the boundaries decency. So the judge still going to fine him. That 500 euros went down to 100 euros. He's a global sensation. I think this thing worked out. Not to gaslight
you.
Oh, so
what did the judge say in the end? He said it was, it's indecent though. He said it is indecent.
It is indecent, yeah.
But it is still something,
but he
a form of expression.
And he dropped it down a lot though. But okay. He said it's a form, that's kind of my point. He said it's a form of expression.
So he backed him.
But he's saying the expression would have been inappropriate.
Okay. Wow.
If you're trying to express yourself with farting. We can only take that, as one language, which
so
is
he saying
FU.
he should have removed himself or like should have excused himself from the situation. Is that what you're supposed to do? Basically, is that what the judge is saying would have been more appropriate?
The judge did the same thing the defendant did, where he gave two answers.
Yeah pretty
exactly.
much.
The judge is like,
no,
I agree
did.
With you,
but
you're still getting
fined. You. Yeah.
And the defendant's like, well, here's why I did it. And here's also why I did it. Ah, it's bizarre, man.
That is bizarre.
We're using big words to talk about gas.
We are
here. Like legal terms do not belong in this conversation at all.
Most legal stories I look at, I'm like, oh, this is too heavy for me, right? And this one was perfect.
That's a good one.
The man's lawyer did say that his client is willing to die on this hill. And that it's a matter of principle for us.
There you go.
We'll see where that goes. Rarely do you get a seventh grade story like that that can still be fun. And I think everyone wins in the end. 100 euros, this guy's going to make some money off this probably in some way. All right, one more thing, too, before we get out of here. I do want to mention some Texas baseball stuff. This is the last weekend, guys. This is really the last run. They've got four games left before we're going to truly find out who this team is and how legit they are. Because you got Texas Tech, Oklahoma State first, but Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, TCU, they're the other three best teams in this conference. And, man, I haven't seen a Texas schedule this conference backloaded in a long time. So what it does is it does build a lot of confidence, but we're going to figure out, especially with the hitting, and that's become the identity of this team over the last month, month and a half. When you face elite pitching, all of a sudden that can really change. And you start facing sinkers at 93 that are diving out of the zone and breaking balls that are chaseable and look like they're going to be strikes. I think that's coming in the next couple of weeks. So I want to see these guys get a sweep this weekend, continue to hit the crap out of the baseball, and let's continue to find out if we've got some, you know, some more pitchers than maybe we thought a couple of weeks ago. Because one guy I'll give you, I know the ERA is still not pretty. Lucas Gordon, BK, can be a lefty out of the bullpen that you need in June.
He looked really good against Nevada on Wednesday, going 1-2-3 in the top of the ninth inning to close that one out for Texas. I agree. Can't have enough lefties coming out of the pen. The win streak's at 10.
Yep.
Chance to get to 13. Then you've got a trip to San Marcos on Tuesday to get it to 14. Talk about momentum. Leading up to that backloaded schedule, you'll have it if you can take care of business over these next 5 days.
Yeah. Texas Tech with a couple huge injuries, Rod, too, that are going to hurt them. Guys are going to be out for most likely the rest of the regular season, and it feels like they're kind of limping into this thing. They've got a really big series this weekend, but one more weekend. You probably know this. Think of this as the Kansas matchup the week before you're about to go to Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of what it feels like. Yeah, about to go to Dallas, and then you've got Chase Daniel and Mizzou coming in, and they're fifth in the country, or whoever that's going to be, a stretch of three.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for distraction, if you will, for these guys. See if they're looking past any of their opponents. I don't know. I don't know if this team will, because I'm not saying they got a scare from Nevada, but Nevada gave them a tough competitive game.
Right.
Right? And I think actually both games. So I think maybe that was good for them.
Got their heart going.
Got their heart going a little bit. I think may have gotten them focused. I don't know if they'll look past an opponent.
I take that back. I gave you too much credit. Chase Daniel was a little after you. Brad Smith.
Mm. Brad Smith. I remember him.
Or Corby Jones, maybe.
Brad Smith. No, Brad Smith was that
Brad's,
was that was
yeah. Brad Smith was the guy.
That dude could play.
He could. BK, are you feeling confident about this? Because I've tried to slow play this, understanding what the schedule was. But I'm kind of bought in over the last couple of weeks. We'll see if that changes when they get to elite pitching, if they do in this conference.
Is Joe Golding coaching Abilene Christian this weekend?
He is not.
I feel pretty good.
I'm talking about overall.
Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest question you have to have about this baseball team is how good are they, right? Because their schedule hasn't been that tough. It's not their fault. You can only play the teams on your schedule. But you could argue to this point, Texas has only played six teams that are locked into the NCAA tournament. Or 3-3 in those games. So Oklahoma State's a tournament lock, Texas Tech a tournament lock, TCU a tournament lock. We'll really learn about this team over the next few weeks. But to answer your question, yeah, I feel good about this group.
They put themselves in a good spot. And then the thing we talked about with the like Texas women's basketball team, they're a likable team. They're a fun team. I'm ready to die with them even if they go out in a regional and just aren't as good as we thought.
Mm-hmm. Hope that doesn't happen, but
it may.
Me too.
But at least they're going to be likable watching it.
Good stuff. One and done, some Texas baseball talk, some legal talk. Yes, whatever that was.
Freedom of flatulence is what it's
there
about.
There it is. I like that.
Freedom of expression.
That's the 11th Through Amendment.
My buttocks.
Unreal. It's the Triple Option with RBKD. Today is 416, which means we're pretty close to 420. It's a big day for legendary lifetime Longhorn Ricky Williams. We'll tell you what he has planned for next week's holiday next.
D.D. Megadoodoo, I'm sorry, Mangoodoo.
Once it's turned on, the sign will spell out Deli Cat Essen.
Well, I don't get a break my head comb.
Well, congratulations. Continue good sex in the Big East. Thank you, Jimmy.
And boom goes the dynamite.
It's time for another edition of Off the Record.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. F***ing thing sucks.
Welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. It is time for another edition of Off the Record. And in this edition of Off the Record, we'll be talking about someone we know all too well. We know very well. Ricky Williams. Great Ricky Williams. The namesake, half the namesake of the field out there on DKR. He and the great Earl Campbell. And I like that. Mm. Nice touch.
It's Ricky, better than your bird.
Oh, your bird was...
Ah, ah!
That was good.
Thank you. I used to be able to do that.
That was nice. Yeah.
I'd call him in Bastrop.
That's good. Did you get that? You can record that and you can just play it next time you want to do that bird sound.
Yeah.
The wings. He's disappointed I nailed it.
He really did nail that.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it that well.
I'm disappointed in y'all's definition of nailed it.
It's all relative.
Nailed
it. It's all relative to yours.
Nailed it. That's a 10.
It was a 7.
So
he had a 4, okay?
Exactly. Yours was so bad that made his look really good.
Thank you.
So Ricky tweeted this out, at Rick the Laureate. Love that Twitter handle. He tweeted out, 420 is just around the corner, which it is, by the way. Who all celebrate 420?
I mean, I used to. I haven't.
You don't celebrate 420 anymore?
Stay off the weed.
Yeah, I just don't.
You used to have the Bob Marley Festival around 420. You used to have that Bob. I think it's called
Reggae Fest officially.
Yeah. Reggae Fest, also Eeyore's birthday.
Yeah, around
this
that time.
Weekend. But and I don't think either are happening this year.
Man, I hope Tanner Groves. Oh, it's not. If Tanner Groves was coming in for Eeyore's,
dude, that's how you recruit that guy.
That would be a lock.
That's how you recruit. What do you call him, a hilpie?
Hilpie.
That's how you recruit a hilpie.
I love patchouli and bad weed.
Well, he tweeted this out. Rick tweeted this out. 420 is just around the corner. How are you going to celebrate? I'm launching a brand. If you're in the LA area, come check us out. The name of his brand is Higsman. Higsman. It's exclusive. Brand, I believe, of marijuana.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
That's genius. I can't believe it's taken him this long to come up with that. Because Ricky's been in the marijuana game for a number of years now.
He wasn't
smoking
the right stuff.
With that, I don't know. Yeah.
He wasn't smoking the right stuff.
I guess not, but that's simplistically brilliant.
Him. Yeah.
I mean, how did they miss that?
Because you know he came up with that.
How did they miss it?
You know he came up with that after a hit. Probably not the 20th hit, but maybe the first or second hit. That's when your creative...
But
you know,
people were making that joke about Ricky when he was in the league being suspended for marijuana.
But he didn't remember.
That he is the Heisman.
I know. He didn't remember
Sticky,
that.
Sticky, icky,
okay.
Ricky.
I gotcha.
Sticky Ricky.
It's been around.
I just can't believe they missed it. But you know what? It probably did. You know what? We say they missed it. They didn't miss it. The time is finally caught up with Ricky. Because Ricky was ahead of his time, as we all know. As BK always said, he is a Hall of Famer. If marijuana was legal... Not say legal. If marijuana was allowed, like it is in the NFL.
Well, part of that's being legal in a lot of states.
That's true. There are, 16 states now, I believe. When New York comes on board, there'll be 16 states that have it legalized for recreational purposes. But BK's right. If Ricky was playing today, Ricky would be on his way to being a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
But
I would argue because the medicinal was kind of what got a lot of the recreational once I saw what they could make off taxes and actually did some real studies on it, then all of a sudden that kind of got it going, you know, for me in the right direction. Show you my cards there. But for NFL players, I would argue medicinally that should have been a realistic, you know, bargaining chip for a long time, and it wasn't.
Yeah. It should have been, but the NFL, as you guys know, the Players Association got bigger fish to fry.
Guaranteed contracts,
health care.
Yeah,
but I totally agree with you. The NFL's gotten in trouble, gentlemen, with the DEA. DEA has kicked in doors and issued warrants to NFL offices because they are just giving out narcotics.
Yeah, that's it.
Giving out opioids and stuff willy-nilly. So the NFL, that's a big problem for the NFL. We know that in this country, opioid overdose and opioid-related deaths actually kill more people than guns in this country. Let that sink in for a second.
Right.
So I think the legalization of marijuana, I think has helped a lot of people in a lot of different ways, PTSD, people who are abusing opioids because of pain, all that stuff. And in the NFL, I think, in sports period, I think more so than most parts of our community.
And the three of us certainly aren't saying abuse marijuana.
Don't abuse anything.
Yeah. But if you're in a situation, BK, like some of these NFL players, and you have doctors that are giving you pills that are actually a lot worse for you, sometimes you got to take the better option.
Yeah, it's better than opioids.
Yes.
Right? And the proof is in the pudding. The numbers are out there. Opioids, as you mentioned, Rod, killing a lot of folks every single year. That's not the case with marijuana. So good for Ricky Williams, man. It's awesome. He was on with B&E earlier this week. Always good to hear his voice. Glad he's doing well, man. Glad he's finding a way to make some money off of this thing. Man, how crazy would it have been?
Money.
Like, within 50 years, in our lifetimes, guys, maybe even less than 50 years, I think we're going to have professional athletes endorsing marijuana.
And here's the bigger question.
It'll just be like athletes endorsing a beer or something like that. So I'm just thinking, like, Ricky Williams as a player, how much money he could have made himself as an endorser for marijuana-related products.
Can I ask you something?
A lot.
Cashed in.
Can I ask you something?
Shoot.
How many athletes are advertising beer and alcohol? Not many. Exactly.
But there are some.
But it's rare.
Sometimes it's a Tony Romo when he's done.
It's when they're done, usually. Because the NFL actually has this stigma against that, too. Mm-hmm. They don't like a lot of their guys advertising alcohol and all that kind of stuff. But I'm with you. I think it's going to happen. But you still don't really see it with alcohol that much. I mean,
that's a good point.
What players are currently endorsing alcohol while they're playing?
Here's maybe the bigger question.
Doesn't happen a lot.
Because DeLoss was famous for saying.
That's why they get beer endorsements to be stadium sponsors and stuff like that with the teams because they don't really get the players as much as they would want.
That's where I'm kind of getting to. So DeLoss said years ago that there's no way we're ever going to have alcohol in our stadium in terms of sponsorships and any of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that obviously flipped. So who's the first school or it be a pro team that actually once this thing actually there are notable companies or known companies is talking about, you know, I don't know, maybe the Rockies already have that now. Maybe they've got a brand inside the stadium, and that to me would kind of that's going to really signify some change.
No, BK's right. It's going to happen. I'm just pointing out that you don't even see it that much with alcohol.
Think about
legalized gambling. The NFL just announced now that it has official gambling partners. And what do you mean official gambling partners? You didn't even let Tony Romo be a part of a fantasy football league convention in Vegas. Was that 4 or 5 years ago, something like that?
And Pete Rose is going to be the
Great minds.
Come on, man.
So can we buy this stuff online? Right? This Ricky Williams, this Heisman. Can we buy this?
Is it gear or
product?
Weed?
I think it's probably weed.
I think it's marijuana.
Well, you can't get it shipped here, can you?
No. Well, you can, but it'd be illegal.
Okay, well, I'm not doing that.
So
I've got some questions to ask you off the air, sir.
Yeah, well, right.
Doesn't he have a place still here, though, and a place in Cali?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know either. I got to figure that out. Ricky would hook you up.
Rio Don might hook us up. I don't know if Ricky would, but Rio Don will come through for us.
You know what I mean? So
nothing will ever beat the Skol commercial for Earl Campbell, though. We're talking about athletes on the beach.
Skol, brother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was.
And you're right. Back then, I guess that's kind of like a cigarette or an alcohol of its day. That was one.
Yeah.
But think about how long ago that was.
These guys used to pimp cigarettes a lot.
They did. Yeah. And yeah, you would never see that.
Oh, no.
You would never ever see that.
Unreal.
But you're right. It's going to happen with gambling and gambling sites. It'll happen with legalized gambling sites before you see it with marijuana and alcohol.
Mm.
That's just the reality.
You can bet on me.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
this weekend.
I completely buy that.
Yeah. You can bet on
it'll be gambling before that.
Yep.
Unreal. All right, good stuff. There is Off the Record here on the Triple Option with RBKD. Ricky Williams, in advance of 420, releasing a new brand of marijuana-related products called the Heisman brand. Well done there. Nice play on words from Ricky Williams. We go from a former Texas football player to the current Texas football team. Updates from spring practice. We're talking offense. We've got some QB drama. And we'll run down some wide receiver updates as well. Who's standing out? We'll tell you next.